Ready to rock?
Ready to rock and roll.
Welcome to Watcher, your weekly dose for all things pop culture. I'm Dean.
I'm Mike.
I'm Nath.
And it's Boys Town in the house tonight. No M.
Boys night.
Girls sing. Yep, M's are off for a lovely weekend in Sydney.
Yeah.
A little bit jealous. I was meant to be in Adelaide, but I was going to Adelaide for Supernova with the Charter Sky, but I kind of remembered today that I forgot to organise it. So
you missed out on the TARDIS.
I need to call him to say, yeah, I'm not coming with you. But by the time this episode comes out, Supernova will have been over. So I hope everyone had a really awesome time up in Adelaide.
Yeah. And you know what? An art boy was fantastic.
Yeah, which is in, well, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Time is a wibbly wobbly ball of stuff.
How's that? Mike's actually going forward in time. Usually he's the one that has the issues.
It's very TARDIS-y. Yes. But, you know, it's the boys. We're kicking on. It's going to be a bit of fun. Melbourne's weather has been insane. But, hey, what are you going to do?
Oh, look. It's
what it is. We're midway through Mike's Movember Challenge, which is a little bit exciting.
It's more Movember now.
There is more Mo in his Movember. But
the November.
Listeners will remember that we set a challenge to Mike in order to read a book. The Hogfather?
Hogfather, yes.
And how many pages are you in? So we are past the middle of November. So how many pages have
I am
you read?
35 pages in.
35 pages in. And of how many?
445.
Okay. When did you start?
On the weekend.
Okay, this weekend. So yeah. You've had weeks to get started, but you haven't. So now you've got crunch time.
It's much like I handle exams.
Badly.
It's the last week. Pow.
Charge it up.
Didn't you go away to Daylesford?
Yeah, last weekend, yes.
And you read a book while you're in Daylesford.
He read 35 pages. That's not even the card
trick. Only 35 pages were done.
Wow, I'm surprised you actually read a book at all.
Well, you know, relaxing times, that's what's going on.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, the challenge is on. I think I'm going to try and get
By the time this recording comes out, you've got less than a week
to
finish this up. So the reason this is because if Mike finishes reading The Hogfather at the end of November, which is the end of Movember, Em and I will both double our pledges to his Movember cause.
Yes, yes.
And so will I.
Those will know, and so will Nath. So yeah. Nath is giving $2.
$2
now. 50 cents, which
$2
is really, really generous. And for those that know, Movember, well, it happens all around the world, the month of November. Mm-hmm. Guys, at the 1st of November, shave their face and grow mows in order to raise awareness and also money for male depression and prostate cancer.
It's the best way to bring back the 70s, really.
Look, I am a firm fan of a handlebar mow. That was my handlebar mow. Was one of the reasons why, I think about 5 years ago, I won Melbourne's Man of Movember.
Yes, you did.
Mr. Chaps.
I was wearing chaps and it had nothing to do with the fact that my ass was showing and I wore chaps and a leather harness. And
were they splendid chaps?
They were splendid. But, you know, so it had nothing to do with that at all. But it's a very good cause. Quite frankly, I know sometimes people complain because the mows look a bit ridiculous by the end of the month, but raising awareness for prostate cancer and male depression especially, like it just doesn't get focused on and talked about enough. So it's good that this gets featured in this way. So how can people donate to your Movember page, Mike?
They can just look me up on the Movember site.
Because what happened to like daily updates on the watch page? I'm just putting that out there. I did suggest that.
I know, and it's been a bit slack. But I will try and amp it up for the last week.
Ooh.
And keep everyone up to date on what's going on. So the latest pick I put up was me with the Hogfather book next to me.
He did put
and,
that up.
So, yeah, I will continue on with some kind of – I may even whack in some comics just to mix
Why
it up
not? Like, if you want to donate – well, finish the book. Like, you shouldn't – finishing comics has had enough of you this month. But if you want to donate, we'll whack it up on the Watcher Podcast Facebook page so that you can give to this really good cause.
Give that I may grow.
Well – I'm in hay fever hell at the moment. Does anyone else get really bad hay fever?
If I'm next to a tree.
Today was the first day I was like, someone went, here, try some medication, because I try to do it naturally and all this other stuff. I feel great right now. Like, drugs are amazing. We should do that more often.
We should.
Just putting that out there. So what's been going on in the news? Has there been any news? What's happening news? All news. New
well,
news.
I did put up on the interwebs today. I don't know if anyone's seen the Guardians of the Galaxy dance-off.
The dance-off is
no,
great.
Yes.
Yeah, which is basically it's that final scene where Star-Lord starts dancing to distract. And instead, you got all of them kind of standing around just doing this whole dance-off thing. And
it's like a circle.
Great.
It's like a dance circle.
Amazing.
Yes. Watch it, see it, love it. It's on the site, it, so check it out, people.
Enjoy it.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, that's very cool. But actual news, like actual things going on in the world.
Chris Pratt is going to start in Cowboy Ninja Viking.
You've damn literally you. Just read one article about Chris Pratt, haven't you?
Damn. Video, yeah, I typed in Chris Pratt.
Damn you. You've taken
you did
taken
not
my...
get Sexiest Man Alive. I mean, it's really...
Oh, actually,
I mean, of all the people that I have to talk to about this, I'm really loving that M's not here.
I forgot
Chris
to mention.
Pratt should
yes.
have been yes. Sexiest Man yes. Alive, but instead it was Thor.
Yeah, it was Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth.
He was going to be on the show tonight, but because he was...
No, Chris, isn't it?
Yeah,
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth. Mm. But because he was voted Sexiest Man Alive, he's a little bit preoccupied at the moment.
I don't
moment.
Know if that
I know you're a bit upset
fly,
with
but,
that.
So, well, I personally...
Well, he listens
if
to the
I
show.
To choose,
he
I mean, I know, you know, Hemsworth is very... big muscles and everything, but I think Pratt is way up there, so maybe he'll get it next year. Who knows?
No, you know, look, you know what? He's getting a big coverage right now, so I think it may happen. It may
coverage.
Happen.
Wow. What happened to I'm, English? This I is what happens when
English.
You both get your phones out to
good
try and look at what's
good
going
with
on
English.
In the news.
Good with
I just
English.
Wanted to Amazon has reported that online sales up 16.2% in the third quarter.
Well, we are in the lead up to Christmas. Oh, God, I've got to start figuring out Christmas presents.
Oh, news. The other news is that Netflix is coming to Australia as of next year.
I know.
February? February
but
next year.
What will be available on it and how much will it cost?
That's exactly right.
Because UK Netflix is shit.
And I, for one, am happy with what I have right now.
I am too. Do you have Hulu?
No.
Okay. The awesome thing about Hulu is actually you get the episode as soon as it's aired in America. So ooh. I can actually
is
not
like,
special
like
download The Flash or Arrow and just watch it on Hulu.
There goes.
Hulu.
It's kind of awesome.
Yeah. It's like YOLO.
And Grey's Anatomy and other things of importance to my life.
Well, you need to keep up Grey's Anatomy just in case you have any more injuries. So
it has helped me in one medical right. situation. And that, I think, counts for the 11 years.
Now, I want to throw something out there. This is a little bit more news once again. Yes. And I'll put a little bit of a spoiler alert for Gotham.
Oh.
Prenatal Robin heads to Gotham.
So Robin's parents. Yeah, yes. I saw that today.
Prenatal
as well,
Robin.
Just like,
prenatal Robin.
The dicks are
fetus.
Coming.
Fetus.
No, not the dicks.
Oh,
the Graysons.
The Graysons.
The dick will be coming, though. Yeah.
Wow. Well, eventually. Oh. Look, I think Mike and I were discussing this before the podcast, and does anyone feel like they're just throwing as much as they can at it? But I feel like now we're at the point that, remember a couple of weeks ago when it was like, it's getting a full year, like it's getting a full season.
Mm.
I think filming is up to about now.
Mm.
And now they're like, okay, we've all got jobs towards the end of the year. Everyone take a breath. And now we can get into pacing. But that's why I think they were throwing everything at each episode.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw the most recent episode and I was really kind of a bit about
for
the
my
ending.
Cough, everybody, by the way. Yeah. That's like the seventh time
so
that's
you
happened.
Should be. You should
deal
be,
with it at the same time.
Oh, okay.
You were disappointed with the ending?
I was disappointed.
Well, should we leave that for the...
Oh, we don't really need to. I'm just saying that I think that it is a little bit, you know, there's a little bit of lackluster from this from the ending of this one. But... You know, I mean, they're definitely scaled back. We did see Harvey Dent as well.
Yeah,
so,
look, throwing it out. Here's the more important thing in news. Is there any news in Watch a Babying?
No, nothing yet. There is.
The Watch a Baby Baby Watch.
Has not left the building.
Has not left the building. It's comfortable.
Has
units.
Not left the building. We've had many Tony.
Won't be appearing in Gotham any time soon.
No, definitely not. We've had many Tony Braxtons, but.
Have you really?
Yes.
Lots of Braxton hits.
Lots of Braxton hits.
Mance could be in labour right now.
Well, yeah, after the show, I'll head back to her. So,
you know.
When does the Hicks come back into it?
Yeah.
With the banjo. Bring it on.
Yeah. When we sort of head countryside, is when the Hicks usually starts.
Well, I reckon we do a watch a poll out there. A closest date and time that you think Nate's child is going to be born.
Can we throw into the ring?
Huh?
Yeah, throw it. Throw it out
what
there.
What are we throwing?
Are we going to start it off with our prediction?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh.
Go for it. So, baby
I thought
is
it,
due...
I, what if I just focus on buying a prize?
Fourth of December. Well, we've
fourth
got
of
prizes.
December.
We've
all
got
right.
prizes.
Well, I feel it's going to be the 24th of
ooh.
November.
So, that's Monday.
At 11. Is it really?
That's
What's
Monday.
Okay, let's change that. Let's change that. Okay, I'm going to go with 27th.
Yep.
Because at least then we've got time for the episode to be up. at 11:07.
Yep.
In the evening.
Right. Ooh, okay.
So evening, yep. Baby.
So it's on the record. The sonographer's now got it. Yes.
Let's see. It's going to be a girl, so it could,
yep,
be late.
Yep.
But I'm
going to be doing her hair.
25th. I'm going to go for the 25th on a Tuesday.
Game, yes, on, Mole.
And I'm going to say 2:17 in the afternoon.
Oh, there we go. Oh. I love a bit of specificity. So if you guys have a suggestion for when you think Nat's baby is going to be born, well, daughter, time and date, we're going to put something up on the Watcher page and you guys can just comment underneath it. It's going to be, you know, we might do that now after we finish the podcast.
While, yes, we will.
Tacos. Yeah. And it's going to be up there and basically you guys suggest time and date and the closest to it earlier, not later.
Yes.
But earlier, so the closest, earliest date. So if you put 12:06 and that kid is born at 12:05 and someone put 12:04, 12:04 gets it, is, yep, what I'm saying.
Yep.
And I'm more than happy to donate my prize to the
Windsor Watcher Baby prize pack. That may have some shavings of Mike's Mo, depending on when she's born.
That's not.
We could make an amazing Watcher prize. But we're not, yes, it's not. So everyone get in there. Let's figure out when baby.
Either side of my birthday, I'm happy. So either 21st, yeah, or 23rd, that's fine with me. I'm fine with that.
You're entering another decade.
I am. Yeah. I'm turning 30.
You're 50 now.
I'm turning 30.
50 years old.
That's a whole new box. I'm just as young as M.
It's a whole new box to tick.
Don't worry, boys. You'll be there soon.
No, I want to find a machine.
I don't have time to age.
A time machine.
That's right.
Well, there's clearly no news in the world.
Let's move on.
No news is,
well,
good news.
I think we focus on what's most important, which is where is the best burger joint? Because Nate put something on Facebook today.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I'm asking it. And I'm starting to get over burgers. Can I honestly say I'm starting to get over burgers completely? I'm going back to grills and things because I'm just, it's just, I'm done.
It's too much variety.
No, I'm just like, you know what? It's fine, but it's a burger. It shouldn't be that, you know what? Fucking it up shouldn't be that easy, but they are. And I'm like, yes, all right, I'm done with this. Done with this stuff.
Before
chips
I'm done
are
with
a
it,
pivotal part of the burger.
Let me just say, Galley Diner in Dalesford, there's a mean soft shell crab burger.
Okay, I will soft not check crab that out because I don't eat seafood, but I will tell other people to check it out when I'm down there for the Chill Out Festival next year.
There you go. Yes. Great place. American style stuff, pulled pork.
Oh, so. Yes. Pulled pork, yeah. That's right. All right, good. But so no one gave you decent suggestions for the best burger place.
Bedford said McDonald's.
Bedford. Bedford doesn't count.
He loves his nuggets. He really does.
Useless. Hey, nuggets, chicken nuggets are freaking awesome.
Yes.
I've got no problem. Chill out. Many a 20 pack used to be eaten with me.
I know, right? But not McDonald's. I do it with Hungry Jack. Not with Hungry Jack's. The nuggets are terrible. KFC nuggets.
KFC nuggets.
And chicken strips for Red Rooster.
And
they are good chicken strips. Very good chicken strips. Yeah.
So this is what happens when Em's not here. We talk about the really important stuff like food.
Elroy Earl suggested, you know, somewhere in South Australia.
That's not fucking helpful. Yeah.
That's not handy.
He said it's just an easy drive, 9-hour drive. And it's like,
get Alan to bring back one of those burgers. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. Put that on. So coming at, sure it'll be fine. At you, not through Watcher, but I'm going to do a plug for it anyway. Coming at you guys next in December is going to be the Poptober podcast from Art Boy Gallery. I just have to edit them and then they'll be amazing and done. But we'll let you know, guys, know when they're up. So any of the talks that you missed out on in Poptober at Art Boy Gallery, we'll let you know what's going on with them.
Awesome sauce.
So let's figure out what we're watching, because quite frankly, I'm down with the comic and watching talk and all that stuff. Like, that's pretty much all we've got left. So let's kick into it.
Done.
What have we been watching?
Well, I've been watching.
We just watched an episode of Flash.
Yeah, so Flash is definitely on the list.
And you're sort of watching it sort of.
All right, I would.
You're watching it almost human style, aren't you?
Because the irritation with special downloads is that you rely on them doing the title first. So actually, I've only watched two episodes, and then the next one in the list was the Bomb Girl episode.
Oh, yes,
Plastique.
Yeah, but so I actually have skipped some episodes and didn't realize. But it's not like anything major has been missed. Yeah.
Captain Cold.
This moves at such a brilliant pace.
Mm.
Like
it's fast paced.
It's fast, like the Flash, but everything about it is fast. Like,
yep,
like the way they're resolving things, the way they're dealing with issues.
How it downloads.
Not as fast. Something's been going on in the world. I'm not okay with it. But it's still, like, I just don't have anything bad to say about it.
No, it's great. Love it.
I mean, it's just a joy to watch.
And Wells, what is Wells' story? I want to know.
Okay, so I was listening to another podcast, the Flame On podcast, and Brian, my mate over there from the USA of A,
yep,
he thought that maybe he was a Barry Allen from the future.
Yes, I've heard that. theory.
That is an interesting theory. Mm. But he also had a whole wacky theory for who the Missy was. If you don't know by now, in Doctor Who, fuck it.
Oh, right, okay.
But, I've got 4 episodes left.
I was like, I keep thinking he could be the Reverse Flash.
Well, you know,
okay, you've got 4 episodes left. Missy's the master. Spoiler alert. If Em was here, we would have been talking about it. It doesn't ruin anything.
Well, I kind of guessed that in the last...
The internet would have told you.
No, I'm still clear of anything Dr.
But you're like six weeks behind.
Thanks for that.
Hey, kids, thanks. Internet Explorer. It's the way of the future.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Internet Explorer. Like, I hate when you go into work and that's the preferred browser. Like,
especially on your dial-up modem.
It's great. It's all the rage. And you know what? Yeah. TVs come in colour soon.
No way.
Not just green. Amazing.
Coffee or a modem? Your choice.
No way.
Whoa. So.
Get out. So, we were talking about Flash.
Loving Flash. Gotham, on the fence at the moment, but I am enjoying it still. Want to see where it goes for the rest of the season.
Can I give you just going back onto the Flash for a sec, my theory on Flash, on Wells, could it be Kid Flash from the future? Because we kind of get that feeling that he's from the future.
He's definitely from the future, but Kid Flash would be something they're going to do in season. Like, this moves at such faster pace, I honestly feel like the season finale is going to be Flashpoint.
If it's going to be Wally, then I'd say his background would also change with Iris.
Quite frank.
This is true.
Mm.
This is true. Wait,
say that to me in English.
All right, well, Iris is Wally's aunt.
Black chick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is Wally's aunt.
So Wells wouldn't, you know, unless he kind of got diluted in the mix there.
Wait, I don't know. He wouldn't look white. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, look, she's blackish. I'm sure that would be fine.
That's a racist curve.
But truthfully, I don't think that's the case because I just feel like they would not waste a character like that on someone older.
Well, Robbie Amell is joining the cast of The Flash.
Firestorm.
Which is pretty exciting.
That's right.
Probably one of my favourite characters, DC characters of all time.
Fuck him up.
Well, he's got to be joined with somebody, and I think they've already cast that person as well. So, it's a good mix. But I just can't remember who that other person. It's an older person anyway.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's interesting that the AMLs are conquering the CW. Yeah,
and he kind of weighed in as well about the whole release of the Warner Brothers film, saying he did not like the way they did it.
I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. Why would you release the same week as the TV show going, you know what, and we're also going to do a movie? It's just poorly done and disrespectful to all brands.
Well, exactly.
The popularity of Flash and The Flash and Arrow is tied into these TV series. And the fact that you won't let them elevate to that or incorporate them in that universe, I just think they're asking to fuck up.
Yeah,
The Flash had the highest rating for the CW in the last 2 or 3 years.
Which isn't saying much because they put out a lot of shit.
Well, you know.
Vampire Diaries, man.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's buried.
I don't understand.
It's got one more season. So.
Why?
It's one more season, then it's done. CW are actually... They're really interesting. They don't just kill a TV series. They give it a season and then they give it probably 2 seasons. And if it's still doing well, you know, if it's amped up in that second season, then they'll continue it on. But, you know, a lot of these other ones, I mean, this week alone we've seen, 6 or 7, new TV series being axed completely.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them are duds anyway. A lot of the newer,
the
newer ones.
Okay. I don't know.
Kind of remember. Okay. They're that useless.
Okay.
The Millers, which is Channel 10 is showing at the moment. That's that. I think they'd filmed 2 or 3 episodes, and the executives walked down and said, "Everyone go home. That's it. We're done.
It's Miller time.
It's no longer Miller time. They've closed the bar. So."
It's the way the cookie crumbles.
Well, it is. Mm. It really, really is.
So I'm going to talk about some of the things that I've been watching that aren't Flash. Well, actually, Mike was talking and I never gave him a chance. Mike, go.
No, that's kind of it. That's really a little chance of it to watch. Flash Gotham. And Gotham.
Okay.
What are you up to in Gotham?
I'm up to 7.
Yes.
And look, I've got to say that the standout is Penguin.
Penguin is great.
Yeah.
By far, the best part of this show.
Even in the first 2 episodes, I was like, I just can't wait to see where they're going with him.
It's brilliant. Can see how this is kind of growing and... It's great. It's fantastic. So I look forward to more Penguin and
a little less Bruce.
There was kind of a funny scene with him and Selena, where they're kind of, you know, she's saying you can't hit me by throwing having a food fight.
Oh, like, that's it. That's the most recent one. Yeah. And that's why I was saying that the ending was was a bit average.
Mm.
All right.
So I won't say anything more, but no, that's it. I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes. But Dean, let's whack on.
Well, Nath, what have you been watching? Because
I've been watching Gotham as well. The chemistry between Fish Mooney and the Penguin is really, is really, really good.
Jada, who knew you could act? Seriously,
Who knew that she raised two weird children?
Oh, so. I know, right? Like, let's not even get onto those crazy fucking kids.
Those kids and the are shit that they're writing. I reckon Fish Mooney raised those kids, not Jada Pinkett Smith.
It's just
she's hooked.
Yeah, he's writing his own novels and rereading them because there's no novels worth reading.
That's a novel approach.
No.
Amazing.
No Hogfather for him.
Ah, so you won't get as far as I
but also he's missing out on 35 pages of fun.
What can you do? So what have you been watching? That's it, just Gotham?
No.
Have you been watching Revenge? I've pulled it.
No, it's only got one more season. So next season is the last season.
Are you joking? So it is getting another?
It is getting one more, and then that's it. That's done. How? I don't know. So
how are they allowing this?
I think they feel that they need to.
I quit at a good time.
As far as I'm led to believe.
I quit like after the second episode because it was literally like Melrose Place and the bomb every 20 minutes.
Well, the tables have been turned now, and apparently Victoria is now the one that's getting revenge on everybody.
What is she?
Well, that's what I read, and that's why they're going to do another season so that they can just round every and simplify everything after that.
Oh,
so,
God.
Look, I'm not overly, you know, thrilled at all.
I'm going to still watch it, but we'll see. Yeah. Oh, look, Madeleine Stone is an amazing actress. Look, we'll see what happens. Okay. Anyway,
I've been a very late adapter to 30 Rock. So,
oh my God!
Thank you to Netflix.
It's like 10 years ago.
So the last 3 weeks, I'm now
it's fucking brilliant.
Nearly at the end of season four. So,
oh, you're not even close to the gold.
Yeah. So I'm nearly into season five.
I'm in the same boat.
So Matt Damon has just arrived as the pilot boyfriend.
Brilliant.
And that is just amazing. So. It's a couple episodes every night, but
it's you can just sit back and do like 3 or 4.
You can't get enough of that. The other one that I've really been enjoying is Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We're getting very, very close to to the pointy end.
Kree's.
Yes. So it has been announced this end. Week.
That the alien that helped make Coulson
blue,
come
the,
back.
The blue alien is Kree. Actually Kree.
Right, okay.
And we assume when leading. I think this week's episode was the big reveal.
The big reveal of it being Kree will be next week.
Okay.
But we have discovered a city and it's being led.
In human alone.
Exactly. And so that's what we're being led to believe is that that it's the Inhumans. Everybody's sort of dancing around that issue. It's more about the Kree at the moment.
Which is good.
Which is great.
They were already introduced in Guardians of the Galaxy, so they're working within the coexisting universe, smashing it out Marvel style.
Yeah, but the great thing about this
I'm very gangster this, today. Like, this, you guys can't
you should see.
It, but I'm all about the yo-yo-yo.
We might take a photo of Dean with his gangster symbol.
Going on.
He'll do the watch a gangster symbol for us. Peggy Carter actually made
another appearance.
This is the first one for her
appearance.
Yes, in Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So more than one.
No, this is the first one.
So the appearance she made.
But we will be seeing more of her.
I'm confused.
Sorry.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I'm like, and that's in the lead up to the launch of Peggy Carter, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. that launches in January.
Yes, it can't come soon enough.
The newsroom people.
Yes.
Who's watching the newsroom?
Yes.
I've only watched the first episode because I'm being respectful of watching it with other people. Fuck, I love that show.
Don't be respectful of other people.
I know,
just watch
fuck them, fuck them.
Just watch
but,
it.
But if you're not watching the newsroom, get on that
big surprise.
I've been watching a lot of it. Like, I actually watched Selfie.
That's been cancelled.
It has?
It has.
How many episodes did it make?
7.
It was actually an all right show. Like, I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was cute and fun. I enjoyed it. I watched it.
It has been cancelled.
The A to Z.
That's been cancelled as well.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with that at all.
Yeah, that's gone. Thanks
Isn't
for the memories.
Funny? All these half-hour shows, just they're not.
Yeah, and scripted shows. A lot of scripted shows are being cancelled as well.
All shows scripted?
Well, they're going to try and go back into more reality-based
shows.
Fuck off.
Because of the simple fact that it's going to be, it's cheaper to make.
It's cheaper to make.
Like, it's also cheaper to watch.
Also, let's be honest though, if you look at these half an hour shows, all of them had high, there were no, where were the shows with the new young people? These were all established actors, so they were going to be coming at a higher rate. So there was, that's one of the reasons why I feel like a lot were getting cut a lot more, is because they were all coming in with names attached to them.
Well, it seems, it seems like from what I read this week, it seems that a lot of the shows are that are being created, like new and exciting with new actors and you know, or a mix of new and older actors, is your places like your Amazon and your Netflix and you know, Hulu, and so on and so forth. So these smaller online medias or smaller cable networks are really sort of moving in that. Even Stars are pulling back. So they did you know, Longmire and other shows like that. They're actually pulling back on a lot of their shows as well and going more into reality.
Yeah.
So there's a lot, even those cable networks are starting to say it's too expensive, we need to cull back.
So instead they're going to lay cables.
So,
well, speaking of which, okay, so they've also been cuts in the ABC and SBS, which is very disappointing because they are bringing quality Australian content. So it's going to be interesting to see the layout of that land.
Yeah, look out for Watch a TV Show coming soon.
It's going to shit all over 42 King Street. Shit all over it.
Because clearly,
set in my house.
Because clearly, we'll take a really cheap rate. You know,
right?
Yeah. They're looking for talent because everybody's jumping ship now.
Always, always.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else have I been watching? I actually had something good, and I can't remember what it was. So clearly, not that good.
Well, you know, I mean, there's so much good shows on at the moment, but then there's such a lot of garbage at the moment. We've got that sort of. I don't think that there has been really
transparent
anything.
I've been watching that, which launched, the entire season launched on Amazon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I heard about that.
It's got the dad from Arrested Development. It's
right.
a drama
yeah.
With touch of humor to it. And it's about
a father
who is a transgendered person. And he accepts that he's a woman and he's telling his family. And it's brilliant. It's really funny. It's got a great quality to it. Half an hour each episode. Watch two back to back. Only 10 episodes or 12 maybe. Really enjoy it. You should get onto it.
Nice. That sounds good.
I would definitely get onto that. Transparent. Amazon. All right. Lock it in the memory
banks. It's nice to see those kind of elements and stories and being put out into the world. I'm quite pleased with that.
Mm. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so here's the list. I finally found the list. So we've got A to Z. We've got Anger Management, canceled, which is in its last thing. Bad Judge is gone.
Gone.
Boardwalk Empire.
But that's like season four.
Is at the end of its at the end of this season. It's gone. What else have we got? Cougar Town is gone.
But we knew that was happening.
Yep. The Game has been cancelled.
Don't even know what that is.
Which is interesting. It's a spy one. I've been watching that. I thought it was quite good. However, the US just won't get it because it's just too smart. What else have we got? Glee is at the end of its.
But we knew that
at its thing. Hemlock Grove is gone.
Hot, was that still around?
Hot in Cleveland is gone.
Was that still around?
Yes. Justified is on its last season. The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson is gone.
Oh wow!
I hate
yep.
That.
Mad Men is on its last season.
It's gone.
So, well, it's still airing. So.
Okay, so there's a lot of
The Millers, Newsroom. Yeah, we've got lots. There's actually a lot more than there's a lot that are finishing. So next year it's going to be really interesting to see what actually happens, see what they actually come out with because there's a big hole. There's a massive, massive hole.
And it can't all be superheroes, folks.
No, yeah. Well, no.
It can't
I mean,
all be bloody reality TV.
There's a lot. Yeah. Well, see, there's a reality TV program from Fox called Utopia, and it's they pretty much just like set these people up in some type of sort of Western town and let them go to it, and they just have cameras everywhere. They apparently the executive producers really don't have much of an input. They let them go to it and they walked in and like three or four episodes in and they shut the whole place down. So nobody they got the worst ratings ever. And so Fox are like out of pocket by millions.
We'll figure it out. Well, they're used to it, quite frankly. We'll figure out what happens and let's see where everything goes.
What about movies? Have you been seeing any movies other than Interstellar?
I'm in my busy period, so Interstellar was
the last one. What about you, Mike? Have you seen any films this week?
No.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to dive into the Doctor Who talk until Emma's back and you're not up to it.
Because I'll be
talking about something in relation to it.
Yes.
I recently watched Coupling. I rewatched the entire four
Was Coupling the UK Friends?
It wasn't really the UK Friends. It was only called that from an American's perspective.
Right.
Because there were three guys and three girls.
Right.
Mm. It was written by Stephen Moffat. This is the first thing to really put Moffat on the scene. And it was essentially a half an hour comedy with three girls and three guys, and it was about relationships and stuff like that. And it was quite smart, but in rewatching it, I'd realised just how bad Stephen Moffat is at writing women.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, he's really bad at writing women. It's funny because it was like you've got one kind of straight character, one, like, within the three dynamics of the three guys and girls, you've got one straight character, one kooky character, and you've got one crazy character. Mm. So for the guys, it's Steve that's a little bit neurotic and you know, plays his cards close to his chest. Then you've got Patrick, who is the man whore with a giant penis. And then you've got, what's his name?
I can see why you like the show already.
No, it's really funny. And then you've got Oliver. Oh, no, not Oliver. I can't remember the guy's name. You've got a Welsh guy who is just a crazy guy whose mother would never let him masturbate, so all he ever thinks about is sex. Then for the girls, you've got Susan, the uptight chick. You've got, I've forgotten the middle one, which is the neurotic woman. And then you've got Jane, who is just the woman that can't stop. She's the crazy, crazy chick, as in she stalks men and has sex with them.
Oh.
Look at the dynamic between the men. Oh. And this is meant to be a battle of the sexes type show. Right. Look at the dynamic between them. It's funny and I enjoy it, but the more I watch it, I realise he cannot write women. And that explains so much about Doctor Who.
Mm.
Yeah, I from what I've got up to so far. So the last one was Mummy on the Orient Express,
which is a great episode.
But
I love that one.
I I'm sure that it's coming to somewhere. But the chemistry between the two of them, the way that
one, I thought the chemistry was really solid.
Yeah, so did I. But it
jumps.
It took a long time to get to that.
It
part,
jumps.
You know,
and this like, is wow. This is yeah. He's tempo. It's a really good season though.
It's the eyebrows.
It's the eyebrows. It really, really is.
But that's what we've been watching.
Oh, I watched John Wick this week, which is what's his name? Bill from Bill and Ted's Keanu Reeves.
Oh, okay. Yep,
new film. Yeah. And he is he's a trained sort of killer for anybody. He's a killer for hire.
Okay.
And anyway, he decides to retire when he meets his wife. His wife dies of cancer. And
sounds like a great show.
The day that she dies, No. Oh, yeah, it's a laugh a minute. And the day that she dies, she sends him a puppy. And so anyway, it's sort of the last thing that is of her. And a bunch of Russian mobsters
kidnap the puppy,
like his car, and offer him money. He says, "No, I'm not interested." Anyway, they follow him to his house. They pretty much beat him to death.
You're trying to talk me into watching.
Kill his dog, and take off with his car. Now, what they don't realize is that he's actually, he's just gone nuts. And so he goes on a revenge spree. The guy, the actual guy that starts all this off,
the Punisher,
is the son of the head Russian mafia for America. And so it's on.
Like Donkey Kong.
And it is a really good return for him on films because it's been useless. He's been absolutely terrible in the films that he's been doing. But I think that if he can start, you know, he's on a good path now. If he can continue this, it's good.
Got it.
So
nice.
Yep, John Wick, worth watching.
All right, cool. Let's dive into comics.
Yes.
It's the most important part of this podcast ever in my life. I'm holding back once again because I have a pile.
You do.
Yep.
Rapid review. Hit us.
All right, so I've only read a couple this week so far because I just picked it up prior to the show. So what I have read is Injustice number 4.
How is that?
Really
is that
good.
Is that still Tom Taylor-ing?
Yes, it is. It's still Tom Taylor-ing. And I'm not going to give too much away, but basically that they
all die. That's crap.
They've tried getting onto to Supes, and every turn they kind of take, they do kind of get blocked, and now you've kind of got Supes against Constantine. In the next episode. So
cool.
It's been really, really good. Really, really enjoyable read. Batman and Robin as well, which is part four of Robin Rises. The Bat team have now teamed up with Batman and they're going after Darkseid to pretty much get Robin back. So I think it's kind of getting close to the final story. And yeah, from what I've heard, spoiler alert, Robin's going to be coming back, but different. Yeah, so basically there's actually a picture as a cover that's been released with bullets bouncing off his chest. Robin's coming back powers. Superpowered,
yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see how
DC.
It goes.
You are killing me with this shit.
He's a clone.
What about you, Nate?
He's a clone. Is that all you want? Is that
that's all I've had a chance to read this
just
week.
That up.
I've been reading Hogfathers.
All 35 pages.
Sounds like a pizza joint that specializes in bacon pizza.
Isn't it the Hogfather?
It is the Hogfathers.
Are you reading the sequel?
There can be only one.
There can be only one? They chop each other's heads off? Or what's the deal?
It's all about bacon.
Right. Okay. So I've been reading, obviously, you know, your DC, Dean's Marvel.
Obviously.
And I'm keeping my very strict rule this year of trying to be very independent.
What you got?
The Nobody from 2009. And it's a... It's a great book. It's from Jeff Lemire, which is written and illustrated by Jeff Lemire, and it's a take on H.G. Wells's The Invisible Man. And what it is the Invisible Man escapes to a small town, which is called Widemouth. I think it's called Widemouth. Oh, Largemouth. And well, it's pretty close. It's pretty close. It's got a mouth in it anyway, he escapes to this small town, hoping that he can try and reverse the tragedy which has happened, which has made him invisible. And moving to the town, he's wrapped up in the bandages, and he's got his glasses on and all the rest of it. So he's not shy about people knowing that
he's invisible.
They don't know that he's invisible at first. They think that he's been burned or whatever. And so being a small town, there's a lot of idle gossip, et cetera. And then it comes out that he is the Invisible Man from this tragedy. And then the persecution starts because he's different. They don't understand. And so they go into this. It's a really nice spin on something that I was expecting to be more of an actioneer.
Okay.
And the tragedy that actually unfolds from that. And how he befriends a teenage girl named Vicky, and how she tries to help him, not only through the pain that he's endured, but also the issues from the town because she's born and raised in the town.
Okay.
It's a great read. It's a great graphic novel to pick up. So, like I said, it's 2009, and the artwork is the really nice thing about this artwork is it's very, very simplistic. It reminds me of Darwin Cook it's got a lot of detail to it in a simplistic way. And there's not a lot of colouring to it.
I like the colouring.
Yeah, the colouring's just really, really nice and really, really simple. And, it's just a lot of fun. So it's a great read. So
cool.
If you see it in your local comic book store, then, grab yourself a copy.
And if you don't see it, ask for it.
Definitely ask for it.
Ask for it by name.
Yeah.
Yep. By nature.
So, it's called The New Buddy. So,
nice.
Great read.
I'm diving into Avengers Now. The Avengers Now, the next phase in Marvel's Marvelness, is kicking on. It's a little bit cray-cray because you've got the new Captain America, the new Thor, the new Iron Man, written by T-Man Taylor, Axis, and the Avengers, two Avengers books, Avengers and New Avengers, jumping to 8 months later, and all these other books filling in that gap.
Mm.
There is a lot going on. Some things I'm loving and some things I'm hating. I feel like it's all very good, but the jumping 8 months ahead has really made this very disjointed for me.
Right.
Especially because when that started, Axis hadn't begun and none of the things that have started to leading this have begun. Essentially, Axis is the turning point where because
Like the pun.
I didn't mean it that way, but it is the turning point, because from Axis is where the villains become heroes and the heroes become villains. They're changed on a mental level, which sets the tone for a lot of things that's going on and a lot of change in direction. While that's fair...
It sounds like Sons and Daughters, really.
No, 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 it's not. But while that's fair, because tears and laughter and happiness, it's a rhythm that if you're not on that train, it's very hard to be engulfed with. So let's dive into...
Rapid review.
I'm going to talk about Axis issue number 5 and 6 first, since I've read them back to back. There's a shaking, but it's coming through one of the lines, so it's okay, because
it's not an earthquake.
So issues number 5 and 6 of Axis, which really fills in the gaps about what's going on. Captain America, sorry, not Falcon, has
Captain Falcon has
put all the Avengers in a prison. It's essentially everything is flipping. The mutants have landed in Manhattan and said, everyone needs to get out. We give you 3 hours. If you're not a mutant, get the hell out of Manhattan. Everything's going to huge extremes. Fine. But it's just a lot happening really quickly. And with one book dealing with 8 months later, I feel like it's a bit much. It's Remender through and through, and I like it, but it's Remender's story and not this huge one. And that's the problem I have with it. Everything that's going on in here is tied into Remender, as it should be. Then we've got Spider-Verse, Amazing Spider-Man number 1. I finally read it. This is fantastic. Finally, all this spider-ness is coming in, and it's great. The art is beautiful.
I've seen Spider-Ham.
Spider-Ham is brilliant. The Spider-Verse team-up, I found a little bit irritating. Yeah. Hopefully, it's going to be in a better direction in the future. But you know what? I'm loving this spider-themed. I love it. I think it's great. It's tops for me.
Spider web they're weaving.
Web they're weaving. She-Hulk, issue number 10. It's the penultimate issue of She-Hulk versus Daredevil in the court system for the fate of Captain America. It's great. It's awesome. It's such a shame that this book has gotten cancelled, because...
What do we got? One, two?
Probably one or two issues, but this issue is absolutely fantastic. It's everything I love about the series. I hope they've got another writer picking Jennifer Walters up, because it's been absolutely fantastic, and it's a shame that it's going.
Was there a particular reason? I mean, was it selling, or
they just said it's...
I was writing a different story.
It probably wasn't Marvel getting War. What they wanted it to get. Miles Morales, the Ultimate Spider-Man, essentially the end of the whole Spider-Man clone is a Peter Parker. So the end of that whole run thing, and I'm like, you know what? I just don't care. I'm close to dropping it. It's the only Ultimate book I'm reading, and
aren't they dropping the whole Ultimate anyway?
No, they haven't said that. That's it got to do with Battle World.
Right.
Thor, issue number 2. Fucking brilliant. Everything I love about the new Thor. She's great. I have a suspicion who she is, but I'm not going to share it.
Okay.
The one you shared offline?
No, I don't think it's her anymore.
Oh.
I don't think it's an Asgardian. I think it's a human. Oh. This is so much fun.
Is this Malekith?
She's fighting against Malekith, but she's learning about her powers. Her relationship with Mjolnir is great. It's just fun and awesome.
Has Malekith got Thor's arm?
He cut it off. That's all we know. And then the story's focused on her, so we've got no idea what's going on with that. Okay. Right. Superior Iron Man by Tom Taylor.
Yes.
Iron Man 1.
Not... a huge fan of the first issue. Cute and fun, but I want to explain why.
Yep.
Tony Stark and Iron Man are not an easy character to read, even in the runs that I've loved by Fraction and everything. It's taken me a while to get used to it. He is showing Iron Man in the effects of Axis, giving everyone in San Francisco extremists so they look beautiful, and then taking it away and making them pay for it. It's a good idea, but because it's Tony Stark and Iron Man, It suffers from a giant amount of continuity that just makes everything that little bit harder. And that's all. Like, there's stuff in relation to Iron Man and his drinking. I love the ideas. I love the tone. But it's a solid beginning. I'm looking forward to the end of the first arc, because I think that's just the problem with writing a Tony Stark or Iron Man. People that try to come out of the gate do it too much. So it's a good solid beginning, but I was just kind of like, okay, I want to see where this is going.
And it's a different direction too.
It's a totally different direction, but with all these different directions happening all at once, it's a little bit overwhelming. And the end page was something that I loved, but I'm not quite sure what's going on yet.
Rapid review.
Silver Surfer issue number 7. Dawn and the Silver Surfer go into a place where there are no stars, and it's actually a trap to kill whoever's in there. And Dawn gets lost, and the Silver Surfer and the Board are desperately trying to find her. You find out this great relationship that the Board and Dawn have. It's really brilliant. She speaks to the Board and communicates with it. This is great.
Does the Board speak back, or does it?
Well, communicates back with her. Yes. Slott is doing an absolutely brilliant job with showing the Silver Surfer and showing what he's like and showing their relationship. And it's great to see this alien-human dynamic play out in a space setting. It's wonderful, and Allrad's art is brilliant, as always. Fantastic Four issue number 13, the issue where the blue suits finally come back. This is essentially where the Thing breaks out of prison. The team gets back together, essentially, and we're like, okay, well, except for Reed. And they realize that they've had all these problems and everything's been a mess, and it's time to bring it back in, and Sue brings out the blue suit. But anyway, Fantastic Four, fantastic. The blue suits are back. Sue's gotten a haircut. It's fun. The gang are getting back together.
She's got a haircut.
She got a haircut.
What does she go for?
Shorter hair.
Right.
Captain America and the Mighty Avengers, issue number one. I tried.
Rapid review.
It's not bad. I just don't care. I don't care. Too self-referential. I don't care. It's certainly not a jumping on point for me. I wanted to. I actually went back to the comic store today and was like, maybe you should put me up for it. I don't give a shit. It's not a bad book in any degree. It's actually a very good one. It shows great representation, I think, on every level, not just on an African-American one. It's really strong and nice to see this kind of diversity played out. I'm not interested in what the story that's being told, but plenty of other people are. So good on them. Captain America number one, the all-new Captain America with Falcon being Cap. Love it. Love the shit out of this. You know what's really awesome is that it's not just about Falcon. It's also about Captain America's son, who's the new Nomad. Steve Rogers is in it. Sharon Carter is in it. And it's his first big adventure and learning how to use the shield, and it's great and it's cool, and this is a bold new direction, and I really enjoy the shit out of it. Uncanny X-Men issue number 28 continues with this Charles Xavier has kept a mutant secret for years storyline. It's really good. It's nice to see them finally, and because Bendis is writing it, it's nice to see the exploration of the fact that Cyclops is right.
Oh, okay.
And he is. And it's nice to have it be having that play down. It's nice for someone to be really exploring that properly. The only thing that's irritating me a bit is let's have this story move along a bit more. That's a fatal flaw of Bendis. It's just something that he does. But because so much else is happening in the Marvel universe in relation to mutants and the X-Men, it's just pissing me off a bit. But hey, that's my rapid review.
Rapid review. What's your thoughts on this week? It came out that that there's been a bit of a hoo-ha over the white people writing African Americans.
I don't have a problem with it.
Oh, okay. Because
saying only a gay person should write a gay character, or a trans person gender can write a trans character.
As long as they're a good writer, they can write whatever they want. Really.
And they certainly can connect into the story. Do they feel that there's not enough of a African American representation, or a strong African-American representation, or that the reputation isn't wrong? That's something different. But a writer is not a writer because they write about their own experience. That's a blogger. And a writer is a person that takes from these various elements and tells a story, whether that person be black, white, man, woman, alien. As long as you're telling a good story, that's all that matters.
And the other question I had, Mike, was that Convergence. Do you know anything about what's happening with DC and Convergence?
Or do you care is a more important question.
It seems like it's a bit of...
There's a lot of stuff coming out. I mean, they just revealed that they're going to have Azrael returning it as Batman as well.
So I can't.
They're taking old stories and... merging them with the old characters and merging them with
what's happening. It's whatever the event is next year, or all these other...
Oh my god, it's like a crisis happening in mutual worlds, and maybe we get the universe back, so hopefully you'll read it.
We'll see what happens when it happens.
But hey, that's
I'm not excited about it.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone is. But that's our comic talk. It's been Boys Town. Yeah, baby. Woo. All about the boys. So whether it's what you're Movembering,
what's your babying soon,
what's your buying new Converses.
We want to hear about it. You can catch me at Dean Arcuri on Twitter.
Nate from Watcher.
And Mike at Mickey Toons.
Don't forget to get onto our Facebook page, donate to Mike's Movember, but also pick when you think Nate's daughter's going to get born and you could win shit. Yeah. Watch it out, people. Watch it out.